speed ahead. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As part of the reaction from the White House after a federal court temporarily blocks President Biden's student loan relief plan, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre wrote in part, tonight's temporary order does not prevent borrowers from applying for student debt relief at studentaid.gov. President Biden promoted the plan in Dover, Delaware earlier today.
My commitment when I ran for President of the United States, that if I was elected, I'd make the government work and deliver for the people. A simple application process keeps that commitment just as I'm keeping my commitment to relieve student debt as borrowers recover from the economic crisis caused by the once-in-a-lifetime pandemic.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay while it considers a motion from six Republican-led states to block the program. The stay ordered the Biden administration not to act on the program while it considers the appeal. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon speaking out after he was sentenced to 4 months in prison and a $6,500 fine for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee.
At the end of the day, I got to go to prison by this illegitimate regime. Hey, I respect what the judge did today. I'm prepared to do it, but we got a long appeals process.
Bannon speaking with Fox's Tucker Carlson. Prosecutors had argued Bannon deserved a longer sentence because they say he pursued a bad faith strategy, and his public statements disparaging the committee made it clear he wanted to undermine their efforts, while the defense claimed he wasn't acting in bad faith. Also today, the House January 6th committee officially issued a subpoena to former President Trump, compelling him to appear either in person or via video November 14th. A teenager accused of killing four fellow students and injuring others at a Michigan high school is expected to plead guilty to murder next week. Ethan Crumbly is due in court Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
There are more victims of a government crackdown on protests in Iran.
17-year-old Abdul Fazl Adinezadeh was at a protest in the holy city of Mashhad earlier this month when he was gunned down at close range. The protests, ongoing intermittently now for weeks, were originally sparked by the death of a young woman in police custody. She'd been arrested for not covering her head sufficiently, according to the Islamic Republic's morality police. Hundreds have been killed in the protests. Yesterday, Iran's representative to the United Nations lashed out at the international condemnation of Iran for these protests, warning Western states, quote, they are not required to act as guardians or caretakers of Iranian women. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
A 9-foot bronze statue of Emmett Till unveiled this afternoon in Greenwood, Mississippi, decades after white men kidnapped and killed the black teenager over accusations that he flirted with a white woman in a country store. The statue in Greenwood Rail Spike Park is a short distance from the LaFleur County Courthouse, which is where an elaborate Confederate monument sits. The 1955 killing became a catalyst for the civil rights movement. No one has been charged in Till's death. The widow of a former college football player is suing the NCAA for failing to protect him from head trauma.
A jury got seated Thursday in Los Angeles Superior Court for the wrongful death suit of one-time linebacker and captain of the University of Southern California football team, Matthew G., who helped USC win the Rose Bowl in 1990. While preliminary cause of death, New Year's Eve 2018, was marked as a result of alcohol and cocaine use mixed with cardiovascular disease, cirrhosis, and obesity, and the NCAA blames Matthew G's death on these factors, Matthew G's brain was found to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, as diagnosed by Boston University's CTE Center.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.